This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Eddie Sparks. Eddie is the chief of the Yancey County Rescue Squad, and he's with us today to talk about their annual fundraiser. And we welcome Eddie to our program. Describe the fundraiser and how will it be conducted?
This year we are having no phone calls. There'll be no telemarketers calling. We're doing a total mail out. We're using volunteer mail services. They have a database for the residents of Yancey County, and they will be mailing out just a simple letter requesting a donation, along with a coupon for those who wish to have a picture made. They'll get a free 8 to 10 picture. They can call a number, which will be on that coupon, for an appointment to go to our base at a certain date for their photographs. This time, there will be no going back to the base to view the photographs. The 8 to 10 free photo will be mailed to their house along with some proofs of the photographs they've had taken. And if folk choose to, they can order further photographs of their choosing and not have to go back and be hassled by having to look at somebody trying to pressure them into buying more photographs.
What will the funds from this fundraiser be used for?
Years past, we always use the funds to get DOI grants, Department of Insurance. If you don't have funds, you can't get matching grants. So we use this money to get a matching grants from the DOI where we buy equipment. We bought trucks. We bought all kinds of power tools. This year, we're looking at some new equipment that we don't have. One piece is called a quick kick round. People that are pinned in a vehicle, a lot of times we have trouble getting a bite with our rams to pull dashes. So we're looking at this piece of equipment. Also, we're looking at some rescue struts, support struts to stabilize vehicles that are overturned on their side or the top. Our power tool pumps and stuff are going to have to be serviced. This is quite expensive to have a technician come up and go through all of our motors and our tools. So this is another expense. Plus, we're looking at getting a second ALS, that's Emergency Life Advanced Life Support vehicle. We do have one, it's a quick response vehicle where we use for first responding. A lot of times we're on standby for EMS, so we're getting another truck up in service for that. So funds will be used for that this year, too.
You folks do provide a very valuable service. What type of training is needed to be in the rescue squad?
We do require members, new members that come in or our current members to be CPR AED certified if they don't already know it. State mandates rescue and firefighters should be at least certified to the hazmat awareness level. I think we've got 17 members now that are at the hazmat operations level. We also require new members to within 2 years to at least achieve rescue technician certification mandated by the state association. This includes vehicle extrication, land search, rescue ropes, and there's 13 different type classes involved in the rescue technician training. We have 8 emergency rescue technicians. When the state association mandated that we have to have a minimum of 8 ERTs to get DOI grants, our people went to school. We went and put in 284 hours minimum of training just to get the ERT. We also have 10 certified rescue technicians now, so that's a total of 18 certified rescue technicians we have this time.
Thank you, Eddie. Eddie Sparks is the chief of the Yancey County Rescue Squad. He's been with us talking about their annual fundraising event, which begins on July 1st, right, Eddie?
That's correct.
All right. We thank you very much, and good luck with your project. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.